going on, homies? It's your big homie Kodak, and this is a big homie's house right here on Now That's TV. We got some special homies in the building. What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Feeling great.
Look, right here we got the homie Isis back in the building.
How are you?
We got Mr. Dennis McKinley. And Jess Brittany, how you feeling?
Amazing.
Good, good. Well, we're about to feel even better, okay? Because I got this toast. We're going to toast to the show before we get started. So, y'all ready? I created this myself.
I'm ready.
So, put your cups up, cups up. We the wave.
We the wave.
We don't need to surf it.
We don't need to surf it.
You with the homies.
You with the homies.
The mood is perfect.
The mood is perfect.
Good vibes only.
Good vibes only.
No negative emotion.
No negative emotion.
Big homies house.
Big homies house.
Is now in motion.
Is now in motion.
Yeah.
I like that. Brittany got water in her cushion.
Dang. So why you gonna put me out like this?
It's not water. It's not water.
It is water, actually.
See,
it
okay.
Is.
Yeah, it's it water. Is. It's water.
Water gang.
She's hydrated, though.
Very. Don't I look hydrated?
Look at the skin. It's glowing. Hello. Now, look. Now, we're gonna introduce our guests. We're gonna have our guests introduce themselves first. So, we're gonna start with you, Mr. Dennis McKinley. Tell the people about you if they're not familiar with you.
What up, though? From Detroit, Michigan. Happy to be in Atlanta. Been here 10 years. Nyack Cognac. All-Star Kid. Crew Lounge, Hot Dog Factory. And now I'm on the music. You know what I mean? I brought my shooter with me today. Just Brittany. You know?
Yeah.
So let's talk about it, man. We in the homie's house. Let's go.
Let's go. Just Brittany, what's going on?
What's up, y'all? My name is Jess Brittany. I'm from Houston, Texas. I stay in Atlanta now. I'm a 3-time Billboard charting artist. You probably see me on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You probably see me on Signed with Rick Ross, Lenny S, and A Dream. You probably see me in a few movies. You probably heard my music before, or you just probably just keeping up with me because I work out a lot. And I'm always motivating the women to go harder and put themselves first. So I'm an artist. I sing and I rap. So, yeah. And I'm the orange hair trendsetter. I invented this shit.
There we go.
I like that. Real big, real big, real big. So I think it's time to break some ice.
All right, y'all. So my segment is called Icebreakers.
Okay, period.
The big ice. All right. So I got a question. How does your partner affect your image?
That's a good question. Good question.
Dennis?
Let me go first. I mean, you know, your partner is a reflection of you. You
see them?
And you got to choose wisely out here. You know, 2025, you must choose wisely. And you got to make sure you take your decision and roll with it.
So,
I mean, don't flip-flop with it. That's who you chose. You got to
stand on.
You got to stand on it. You got to ride with them.
Okay.
Because I'm a rider, you feel?
You're a rider.
Facts.
Okay. I agree with everything you said. I mean, it just really depends on how your partner acts. Is it a person that acts out? Is that person that's mannerable and has character and, you know how to act when they go in certain places? So you have to pick the person that you want to date. You got to make sure that they on the same level as you or higher, and they got something to lose. They not all just dependent on you. So I think that reflects who you are as a person. I mean, because shit, the longer you be around somebody, y'all start to act alike, y'all start to do things alike, y'all start to, you know.
And they put you as one now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're a partner, you know, that's what they're supposed to be. If you're together.
We all under one umbrella. It's a company. So, you know.
Now you said something that you said that, you know, they ought to be on your level or higher. Do you think it's the same for men and women? Like,
I don't feel like a lot of men really care what level or what a woman has. Like, if he genuinely I mean, it is some niggas out here. Listen.
Unless you don't care. Not saying they don't care, but it's a little leeway to.
I feel like it depends on where you are mentally as a man, because, like, you know, if you younger, you looking for a bad bitch, she got some good pussy, she look good. But as you get older and you get mature, like, yeah, that's fine, but, like, bitch, what else are you bringing to the table? What else can you do? Like, do you have something that you're working on or working towards? Like, I've heard it from, you know, different sides of men. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
And you said bad bitch, good pussy, and look good. Damn. That's a hell of a combination right there.
That's easy.
Yeah, she's not gonna be
baby.
Yeah, she's not gonna be out here available for long.
Is that right?
I mean, it's bare minimum, but that's all
to
what she was saying, if that's all a man want. He really not gonna care, but he not really looking for a woman with value, with a lot of long term value. Exactly. That's all he looking for.
Exactly.
Right.
You feel me? So you could win today, but you may be replaced next week. You feel me?
All right, my next spicy question is: spicy. Is it okay spicy, to mess icy. With your
shut the fuck up?
Is it okay to mess with your ex's friend?
Hell no. Nah. Woo. Your ex's friend? Hell no, nah, baby. Ex me expired.
One of they like, man, you know, we used to go together in high school. Like, is it a no across the board? Was it a certain time frame? Like
in high school, just, man, I'm 34. That shit don't count.
I'm just asking though. Some people, I don't want to say loyalty, but some people really rock hard. Like, okay, you used to fuck with this person. A lot of people lost their virginity in high school, so you possibly could have lost your virginity to them. I'm just not fucking with that.
I mean,
person.
If you didn't, so if you didn't know, that's one thing. But if you know, then that's a whole other thing. I mean, it just okay. speaks on your character. Like, you know, people look different from what they did from high school. Absolutely. So you probably didn't know, like, oh, that was so bored from high school until late. If y'all already fucking around, but. If you know that there was your nigga homeboy and they used to hang together and shit and you still fuck with him, like, that just says a lot about you.
Absolutely, I agree.
The real question is we still friends? You feel me? Like,
Keep talking.
Some of my exes, you know, off limits because we still good, but the ones I don't talk to no more, I don't know.
I do. No, I see what you're saying, though. I hate when niggas be trying to hog the hoes. Boy, you don't even fuck with that bitch no more. Let her go. Free her. Free her. She, you don't even like her no more.
So you would fuck one of your friend's exes if y'all not friends no more.
If they wasn't friends no more.
It just comes out spiteful.
Nah, man, you know shit. You like, can't help.
That's not hogging hoes. There's so many hoes. There's so many young women out here. How was that hogging? It's a lot of baddies out here. So much fish in the sea.
If my dog ex had like the fattest ass, and he don't even talk to this girl no more. And I'm not even cool with this nigga no more. You can't even come in my.
In other words,
that goes back to the question he was just talking about. Now that you at 34, you looking for a fattest ass? Like, what are you looking for in a woman?
No, that's
you still. Yeah, exactly.
But you still. But you still.
Exactly.
Okay, you got me there.
You ain't never talked to somebody was like, damn, later on, like, man, I should have hollered at the friend.
Yeah.
That's early, nigga. Before you get to the friend zone with this nigga, I'm gonna make sure that the circle is the one you choose. So you find out if you got the wrong nigga ahead of time, like early on, before y'all start talking. It's, you know, it's a environment like this and shit. Ain't nobody choose nobody yet, but it's like if you came there with the dude or whatever, and I'm not saying like y'all rode together or nothing, but he invited you to an event and y'all haven't made no, you know, stipulations like you my girl or that's my nigga, then
free for all.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's treacherous.
And don't try to hug up on me when we get around them.
Niggas do be doing that.
They do. Like, they be cock-blocking. Like,
just because you bought me a drink don't mean you can dance on me. I'm about to dance on you.
What
like,
level
nigga,
of
get
X
the fuck
is
back.
The question, though? What level of X? You feel me? Like, do we go together a week? You
know, I would expect my bitches not to ever fuck with none of my exes. I don't give a fuck how long we used to motherfucking talk. Now, it's some niggas that'll go, bitch. I'll be like, yeah, that nigga got some bread. Go fuck with him. I don't give a damn about him. But a nigga that I was in love with, like, you should have no limits on it, period.
I'm about to say a level of ex. You feel me? Somebody in love.
But talking in a full ex is two different things. If it's an ex, I love that nigga. Like, that was my nigga.
But y'all not together no more.
It's so many bitches find you another big booty bitch.
What I'm saying is though, dang. If you not with
it's
this,
dusty.
If you not with this nigga no more,
it's giving.
I'm talking about the women. If y'all not with this nigga no more, why you care about who he talked to after you?
Hey, homie, that's a good question.
My friends, it's just a fucking line that you do not cross. Yeah, point blank. Period. I mean, that's just is what it is. If you have to explain more than that, you
if
stupid.
I called you my friend, you shouldn't be trying to talk to no nigga that I ever fuck with. Period.
And especially you know,
unless I say that nigga go.
Me like, or your friend?
So he's your cosign.
Yeah, I have conversations with my friends, and if a nigga try to talk to me, he trying to talk to her, and if I like them, I say no. But if I feel like that nigga go, bitch, that nigga go, shit, get some out of them too. Period. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. But that's very seldom. But
you from Houston for real?
Yeah.
Man, watch your friends and watch your exes.
Doing the same fucking thing. Trust me. Niggas try to stay there on like hoes. All the hoes that's known as hoes been passed around because them niggas talk. Niggas talk more than bitches do. They talking about how good your pussy is. They talking about what you doing in the bedroom.
Damn.
They talking about all of this. So
they showing your pictures.
Y'all the
niggas,
y'all the ones that's really giving away the hoes because y'all run y'all fucking mouth too much to the next nigga telling the next nigga what you doing with the bitch. Hey, and y'all think down. The bitches be talking. No, y'all two niggas talk to like bitches.
No.
Let me write that down. So I need
the difference is we can talk. Bad. We can talk.
And that's what you gotta say.
Okay.
You gotta say her pussy bad or whatever the case may be.
Stank.
Yeah. Nah, don't.
Okay. I don't know. These niggas so thirsty. I think they still going.
Niggas are still trying to shit. I'm finna see for myself.
They still going. They curious.
I'm finna see for myself. Nah, niggas can talk and still be cool. Like, we niggas hit the same bitch and still be cool. Y'all fuck the same nigga and goddamn, well, all hell break loose. Apocalypse on the pussy. It's over with.
It's just, I mean, some bitches keep it peace, some bitches don't. Some bitches be dick chasing.
Yeah, dick chasing.
They dick chasing. Pulling. Yeah. I mean,
you see what her album gonna be on. You see what she talking. She talking that real pimp shit.
No, for real. Cause at the end of the day, shit, a nigga gonna go. If he ain't
and
gonna
niggas
go,
gonna go easily.
Niggas y'all going niggas every time. I've been a bad bitch for a long time. I know what you able to get up out of a nigga, period. If a nigga fuck with you, he gonna spend money on you, period. And it's nothing to him. He not tricking or nothing like that. Nigga fuck with you. Like, some niggas, that's how they give you gifts. That's how they show you they love you. These niggas hustling, they in the streets, they ain't really got that much time. So what? Time equals money. So I'm either gonna give you either one. If you got too much of either one, then you ain't got one of the other. So
That's true shit. That's true
she
shit.
She wrapped that shit the fuck up.
Yeah, that's true shit. That's mm-hmm. true shit. Okay, okay.
Hey, don't stop me to talking.
Nah, it's too late. That water that got mean? To that what water that, got to go crazy.
I mean, what?
Agree.
What that?
Clock it.
What is that?
Heard
that?
You
yeah.
say that.
No, facts.
Oh, yeah, big facts.
Some niggas enjoy tricking. That's what they do for a living.
We love
that. Every nigga got a bitch budget, period. I don't give a fuck what you say. Y'all niggas make money to spend some of that shit on bitches or to look good for bitches. Every nigga got a bitch budget and you gotta stay in your bitch bracket.
Oh.
What about the bitches that don't know they bracket?
That's on them.
Because there's a lot of bitches that think they're in like a three brackets above their actual bracket. They have the imaginary, the facade bracket.
It's a nigga who making them feel like that.
Hello. And I'm sure it's niggas that make them feel like they in that three bracket too.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, like, I'm not the type of bitch that's looking for a nigga to save me. Like, I want you to add on something to me. Add on to me. This is how I feel. Do you see how we at this table? This say blackjack right here.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to this table at the casino, what you gotta do? You gotta put your money down on the table. You have to buy in. And that's how I look at myself. When you come and fuck with me, you have to buy in. You gotta put it down on the table. I need to know what you capable of.
Big boss.
How
talk.
Much you gonna motherfucking put down to motherfucking fuck with me, period. That's how
so
I look at my life.
He gotta put a down payment on your time.
He gotta show me something. You could come to the motherfucking blackjack table with a little something or something big, but at least you gotta show me that you willing to put something down on this to fuck with me.
What's the most a nigga did to show you his initial investment into you as Jess Brittany?
What he haven't done?
Damn.
Bought me a car off the lot.
Damn, you better show that Raleigh. Let me see that Raleigh. Come inside.
Rolex watch, bought me a Cartier watch, bought me jewelry, bought me diamonds. Shit, I had a nigga from jail send me so much money just from jail. And I ain't never seen a nigga. I ain't never seen him in real life. I met him on this app that I was streaming on. And shit, he was my number one gifter. He spent over $50,000, $60,000 on me and bought me diamonds and motherfucking all of that. Like,
just Brittany.
I mean, at the end of the day, niggas got to pay like they way, period. You can't go to the motherfucking Rolls Royce motherfucking car lot and thinking that you going to motherfucking get them. Well, hey, I got this much. No, you're not going to even negotiate. So in certain bitches and certain people that you fuck with, don't even try to come and negotiate me because you ain't negotiating Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and all of that. I'm not saying I'm them, but I'm saying that's how I look at myself. And I feel like
you should
look at yourself like that too. Like, you don't have to put up with no shit from now, nigga. Period. It's a nigga that's gonna go, that's gonna take care of you, that's gonna make sure that you straight. Period. I'm straightforward. When I was younger, I used to be all modest and don't ask for shit. No, I'm asking. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. I'm a damsel in distress.
Disclaimer,
I need it.
Disclaimer. Everybody ain't looking like Brittany, though. You gotta show what they working with. She talented. She rap.
No,
she sing.
No, for real.
She
I got a lot going for myself.
Come
I got
on,
a lot
man.
To
talk
lose
to him.
Too.
You feel? Hey, homie.
I'm not
homie,
just a bitch.
Homie.
I see it. I understand.
Looking for niggas. How much you got, Cody?
What lethal shooter
not
say?
Regular, though.
You know how much I got. Send it to her. Send her my returns.
No fake.
Send her my returns. Hey. Okay.
Everybody.
What lethal shooter say? I understand it now.
I had a nigga tell me he gotta put me on his W-2s.
Oh shit. She was spending.
God damn.
I'm just saying, I used to be a dancer. I was the number one dancer. One of the number one dancers was me, Malai, Michelle. It was, you know, a couple of us. And I learned this from being in the strip club. Just like a nigga who sell dope. If you know how to sell dope, then you know how to come up with your own business and run a business. Like, you have to run yourself like you are a business at all fucking times. Period, point blank. They got apps like, I don't even want to talk on the phone to a nigga. Like, what the fuck? Niggas be in your DM. Can I get your number for what? We can do the same texting that we gonna do up in this motherfucking phone right here up in these DMs. What you need to get my number for? What you trying to do? I don't want to go on no date to no motherfucking out to eat, nigga. I'm on a fast right now. So what are you able to do for me? Like, I don't want to talk about that shit.
No, but she's so serious about
that. No, I'm serious.
The man said she don't drink.
I just don't got time to play. Like, nigga, it's grind time. I got a family to feed. I got motherfuckers that's waiting on me to blow. Like, I got shit to do. I don't got time to play with nobody who not bringing nothing to the Just Britney brand. Period, point blank. Like, no opportunities.
No friends.
Like, yeah. I don't need no new friends. I don't need none of that.
Album dropping, like, in 2 weeks,
I ain't got
man.
Time
we
to be playing
flights,
with them, bitch, now. Like, I'm all about motivation, positivity. Like, I'm almost like a confidence coach.
But you know, but you saying that because you know what niggas to be on.
I'm just saying, after being around me, you gonna feel like you the baddest bitch in the world. I don't give a fuck how you look. Like, yeah. Period, point blank. Bitch, if you ain't got it, I got it for you. You need an outfit, you need some clothes, you need a wig, bitch, you need some lashes, you need your makeup done, bitch. I'm gonna make sure you look straight, regardless, period. Because when we step out in this bitch, we gonna be the first ones that the niggas gonna look at, and you ain't gotta go nowhere with nothing, bitch. I got you. Like, I've always been like that.
Homie,
like,
what was that Houston song? Big pimpin', spins and cheese.
I'm just saying, I got time to play. People play too much. Like, there you let motherfucker play with you, they start motherfucking doing too much. Like, you let a nigga slide, start ice skating, and now motherfucking your feelings hurt, and now you motherfucking losing weight or overeating because a nigga done hurt your motherfucking feelings. Fuck that, bitch. Go out and get some money. And don't worry about that nigga. Because when you on your shit, that's when niggas want to come back around, bitch. By the time you came back around, bitch, I done spun the block somewhere else, bitch. I'm all the way in another motherfucking country.
There we I ain't go. Got Hit time the to horn, Marcellus. Goddamn. Yeah. Shit.
And ice has been broken.
Oh, my goodness. Listen.
I ain't got time to play. Bitch, time is motherfucking money.
She ain't got time to play.
Dennis, I got a question. For you, right? So, you worked with Drew on her latest project. What made Drew Sidora an artist that you wanted to work with? Or what is your process when it comes to picking artists you want to work with? Because you got Just Britney here today as well.
Shout out to Drew. Shout out to Just Britney. With Drew, that album peaked at number 5 on the R&B charts too.
Big.
If you ain't heard that album, you better go get it. If you're going through something.
Okay, Drew, that's good. You know,
yeah.
Round of applause.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That
was
great.
Nah, if you're going through something with your man, you need to go listen to that album, man. It's all everything on there. But, you know, for Drew, at the time, to be honest, you know, we was both going through some shit, you know. She was going through a divorce. You know, my baby mama was on getting married. It's like in every country, every time I look on the internet, she had another wedding and shit.
Damn.
I said, I got to hit the studio my damn self. So.
Period.
We got to write.
So that's what made you hit the studio. Nigga right, had man. To work.
You know, these niggas be acting tough, man. Hey, you see your bitch get broke, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't care how tough a nigga is, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's my baby mama, only kid I got.
That's
so
real.
Y'all still follow each other on socials?
That's my dog.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah, that's still my dog.
Nah, sometimes you just gotta
be. Fuck socials, it's about real life.
Nah, sometimes.
Exactly.
Nah, you gotta protect your peace on social media too. Sometimes you gotta mute the page.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I wanna see that. I don't wanna see you on another island with another nigga. No,
but that's my homie though. We good. We always was good, but you know, Drew was going through some shit, and I'm like, yo, you gotta come to the studio. Mm. And it took a minute, but when she came to that studio, man, like, shit came out, you know? She had some real live sessions in there where, you know, she put the pen to the paper and she got in the booth and she cried out. And, you know, you listen to that album, you'll feel that pain.
Yeah.
So before she wrote the album, you looked at her and was like, dang, she gonna be a good artist.
Yeah, I heard a song that I didn't even like. I was like, man, this ain't it. Like, I gotta get her in the studio.
Wait, okay. so you heard a song that you hated?
Well, it was just one song I didn't like. And I'm like, I knew her manager. I'm like, yo, like, we got to get in the studio, man. And I sent him some, we did some demos. Shout out to K Major, one of the greatest producers in the world. We got in the studio.
K Major on my stuff, too.
No, K Major is on your shit, too.
Yeah.
Houston know that Carrie Lass, Major.
Yeah, shit go crazy.
And we just made some masterpieces. I sent them to her. She was like, what the fuck? Got to the studio and got with it.
Okay. For sure.
And check out Drew, man. We going on tour, man, in August, so. Check it out.
Yeah, that's big. Now, you know, I think at the time both of y'all were single, right? Was that any?
She's still married,
nah. No. It's a marriage and it's like married. You know, sometimes.
Separated.
So was that at the time you was like, you fine, and I'm single, shit. Was it ever any pressure in the studio like that?
No, Drew is fine, but that's one of those things where, you know, you can't cross.
Yeah. That's a boundary.
I learned a long time ago, man. I've been getting money for a long time. I learned a long time ago, you can't play where you work at. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's true.
I'm with Brittany all the time. You see how fine she is. I just don't even pay her no. Not like, you know, not like that. I'm just saying, yeah. You can't mix business and pleasure. You ain't gonna. Yeah. Something gonna break. Right. Either she gonna get all the money, or ain't nothing gonna be made.
And then, and then once you cross that line, it ain't really no going back.
It ain't never no going back, man. Yeah. You know, and the opportunity is too great. You know, for these artists, especially JB. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Brittany, I mean, I guess I can pass that question on to you. Do you, as a female artist in this industry, like, has there ever been a situation where you feel like a producer or somebody with high ranking in the industry has kind of pressured you?
Yeah, that's what they always try to do. They always feel like you got to give them something because they feel like they're doing something for you. And I've mixed business and pleasure before, and it just never worked. So, you know, as I got older and more mature, and I asked God for wisdom and discernment, I said that I would never do that again because it was just, it got all bad, real bad. So, yeah, I don't do that. Like, so I separate.
So what words of wisdom do you have for young girls that are trying to break into this industry that don't have as much influence as you have and may feel like this is something that they have to do to break into this industry?
Find somebody that you trust, a family member, your mama, daddy, somebody that you trust that's close to, that you know that has your best interest. And always don't be afraid to, like, ask them questions and get you a lawyer. You know, you have to, you know, spend a little money to get you a lawyer. So that way, anything that you need to ask questions about, any contracts that need to be read or anything, you could have your lawyer fill it out. But you don't have to do nothing. You don't owe nobody nothing, no sex or anything to do something for you, period, point blank. So don't think, oh, this person big, and it's a lot of scamming out here. They'll send you emails. They'll say, oh, I work with this person, and
niggas
I can get you this,
interns.
And I can, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas be the janitor.
Yeah.
And they just be in the company. Taking pictures and
running
and stuff.
The Dubois.
Hey, I can get you here, and da-da-da-da. And you having conversations with them, you think it's really it. Like, nobody can.
No one person can break or make you.
Yeah, like the hustle got to be in you. Like, yeah. You got to have your own hustle. Like, it's not gonna be a easy road to get to success. It's not you got to do this and then that. You got to do whatever you feel like.
Work for you.
Yeah, you gotta have that hustle in your heart. And that's one thing that people like about me is because I'm very resilient. I've been through a lot of stuff, and I ain't let nothing that has happened to me stop what I got going on. I don't care if it was friends, if it was niggas, if it was associates with people in the industry. Like, nobody can stop what just Brittany got going on, period. Only I can stop that, and I'm not gonna never stop. So
yeah,
be ready to see me.
Stop that pussy for me.
You know that Denny saying that, right?
Are you serious?
Yes. That's Denny saying that.
Listen though, this is a true story though. We was in the studio and we did that demo, and we had like 10 strippers in there. And I was like, pop that pussy for me.
Wow. That's Denny standing.
Yeah. And what's crazy is
give it up for the vocals.
Hey, true story to the booth, man. Listen. And then I had that demo for so long. And I had sent it to Brittany. She was like, oh no, I'm about to kill this shit. I was like, oh hell yeah. I had that shit just sitting around.
Nah, that was Dennis. I would have never thought.
Yes, that's Dennis.
Okay.
That's Dennis.
So Brittany, I got another question, and we're gonna slide into our next segment. This is What the Hell ATL. So you know, you sit in the city of ATL, and I feel like Houston and Atlanta have a lot of similarities.
Hell, they definitely cousins. I feel like distant cousins.
Houston is like the bigger version of Atlanta, like physically. It's like just very spread the fuck out. And Houston is a huge ass city. But do you feel like, which city do you feel like you have the biggest stronghold on? Like, which city does Just Brittany have the biggest grip on? Houston or Atlanta?
Which city do I have the biggest grip on? I would just say Houston, because Houston is home. It's like, I've been out in Houston like all my life. I literally just moved here 7 years ago. So I would say my city for real, Houston. Houston for sure. Like, my people love me. Like, I'm their girl for real. And it don't matter, like, you know, I done been through some shit. Like, I at one point they hated me, one point they loved me. Both days I still got paid. But at the end of the day, I don't be focused on people who hate me. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody who ever hated me and you ask them, why you don't like Britney, they can never give you a straight up answer. It's always something else or something else, something else.
Somebody
it's never,
said something.
Yeah, it's never a straight up answer. But if you get to know me and you've been around me, like, you will fall in love with me. I'm just that type of person. But at the end of the day, it's always going to definitely be home. I'm always room for the home team. Like, literally my whole first of career, I was making nothing but Houston songs. And Bun B had to tell me, like, you need to step out and, like, you know, make some different type of songs. Everything was slow banging on screw and striking my cup and this and that. Like, I was just so, like, my culture. And once I moved, you know, out the city and came to Atlanta, it just kind of, like, opened up my mind a little bit more. Like, you know, far as, like, when it comes to music. And so, Atlanta been holding me down, though, since I've been here. I've been getting shown a lot of love.
That's good.
And it's very seldom that people are strong enough to jump off the porch, leave their city by themselves, go to a whole nother city and start over. So I just commend myself for even doing that. Like, a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people are scared. They still in their own city saying, like, damn, I want to move somewhere else. I want to do this. I want to do that. I was never that type of person to say I'm going to do something. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make it happen.
So how'd you do it? You just, like, just said, you know what, fucking, I'm out of here.
No, I had just went through something in my city, and I ended up going to L.A. I drove to L.A., me and my assistant at the time.
You drove from Houston
to L.A.
Dang.
Amber Rose had reached out to me. She wanted me to do the slut walk, so I ended up driving out there. And it wasn't because of the slut walk I drove out there. I drove out there for some other stuff that had happened, traumatic to me, in Houston. And so I went to the slut walk. Then I ended up meeting Stevie J, and then he started talking to me, talking about he wanted to sign me, and I let he live in Atlanta. So I ended up moving. I ended up driving from LA to Atlanta.
Damn.
Came to Atlanta. I stayed with him for a little bit, and then he ended up writing me a check to give me a house. Ended up getting me a house down the street from his house. And I ended up getting on Love and Hip Hop. That shit was a shit show. I mean, it was good, you know what I'm saying, publicity, but that shit was a shit show. It was just too messy for me. And then I stayed in Cummings, Georgia for like 3 years. I thought that was Atlanta.
Damn.
Yeah, and so
I'm ready to say, not Atlanta.
Yeah, I thought that was Atlanta when I first got here. And I stayed there for a little bit, and then I ended up moving closer to the city. And just opportunities just, you know, start coming. I mean, when I first got here, I was getting in so much trouble. Like, I was drinking and driving and, you know, partying, just trying to, you know, get away from, mentally away from what I was going through. Like, I was crying every day. I was drinking. Like, I was, only time I went home is to go to sleep. Mind you, I had a 4,000 square feet, 5-bedroom, 4-car garage house, like, to myself. And once I got in trouble twice, and I had went to jail, and one time it wasn't even for some shit that I did with some people I had in my car, you know, just being friendly, people hanging with you and shit. And I got on probation twice. I had to get on probation twice. And they was piss testing me every day. And I had to take all these classes and this and that. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to drink no more. Because it must be a reason why I keep getting on probation. And they piss testing me every day. And I'm trying to skip a day. Like, if they piss test me Wednesday, I'm going to drink till Tuesday night and try to drink water. And, you know, failing in and shit.
Damn.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it no more. So 4th of July 2021 is when I stopped drinking, and it's about to be 4 years, 4th of July.
Congratulations. Yeah.
My girl stick to it. It don't matter where she at, where she be around. You know what I mean? She don't play. Get her a water or her mocktail.
Yes. I love a good mocktail, for sure.
Shout out to Stevie J, man. You got to eat more than Stevie J beats. That motherfucker.
Man, me and Stevie J did a song together that he never dropped. That motherfucker was so bad. Like, it sounded like Mary
J. I got to hit him up, man.
Yeah, but that's
good that he did that. You would never know from watching the show, like, he...
He definitely looked out for me when I first came here. I stayed there.
He tried to hunt
in his house. Girl, that's a whole nother story.
Okay.
But, he looked out. He looked out, you know, but he the good guy in my ass. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay. You know.
Period.
Next question.
What the hell, ATL? So, Dennis, what are some of the struggles of building a successful black business?
Man.
Where do I start?
You know, it's all about the team.
Talk about the team.
Nowadays, everybody wants their own shit. You know, everybody want to be an entrepreneur, everybody want to be a boss, and that shit is extremely overrated.
Yeah.
You know, you can make as much money or more working for somebody or with somebody than owning, you know what I'm saying? And people realize fast, you know, you being a boss, you get paid last. Everybody got kids, everybody got family. So on Friday, you got to make sure everybody good and fuck your family, you know what I mean? And that shit overrated fast, you know?
Yeah.
So nowadays, everybody want to be a boss, and kudos to them, you know? I love it. I wouldn't trade my life for nothing, but, you know, it's other ways to do it. It's other ways to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And one thing about, like, having a team, like, you got to be willing to work every, wear whichever hat that you need to wear. Yeah, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they want to be the boss, but they not willing to do the work. And they just want the title, but they not willing to, you know what I'm saying, wear the badge or the uniform that comes with it. Me, personally, I call myself a boss, but I don't care. I'd be the worker. I'd be the cleanup person. I'd be the coordinator. I'd be whatever place that I need to be, I play that place. And that's what makes you a real boss. When you able, even as a manager in a business, you got to know how to work the whole store in order to be the manager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they just want the name. They just sound cool. It's like trendy. Oh, I'm a boss. Like, but are you really a boss? Is your credit good? Do you treat other people good? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Are you doing right by people? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is your personality? How is your character? Are you a good person? You know, all of that falls just like bitches. Oh, I'm a bad bitch because you got motherfucking designer on and you got a motherfucking nice ass person, this and that. That doesn't make you a bad bitch.
What makes somebody a bad bitch?
Do you go to the gym? Do you take care of yourself? Are you kind? Do you pray? You know what I'm saying? What's your credit score looking like? You know what I'm saying? Do you pay your bills on time? You know what I'm saying? Do you take care of your kids if you got some? You know what I'm saying? Like, we was literally just talking about this today up in the gym. Like, bad bitch is too trendy. Like, when I say I'm a bad bitch, I know it from my soul. And it's not just by looks. I can have a fucking bonnet on and some house shoes and my sleeping clothes on and still be a bad bitch because I know I'm a bad bitch in my soul. I'm not just a bad bitch visibly. Yeah, this is a bonus to look good, but I know I'm doing right by people. I know I'm taking care of my body. I'm taking care of my health. I know I'm putting me first in the situations that I need to put me first in. And I know that I'm looking out for people too. So that's what makes you a bad bitch.
Period.
Absolutely. Now, while we on the topic of businesses, got this bottle right here. Tell us more about this. Tell us more about this Nyack. That's how you pronounce it, right? Nyack.
Yeah, one time. Nyack. Man, you know,
sit it on the table. They need to see what we talking about.
Yeah.
You feel me? Don't put us under the table.
Pull me up something. So look, Nyack, you know, I had Crew Lounge. I just sold all the Crew Lounges too, but shout out to
you
Crew.
You did?
Yeah. But look, you know, I was selling more Hennessy than anybody in, like, you know, the three states neighboring us. You know, we had a bunch of Crew Lounges. We were selling Hennessy all day long. I called Hennessy, I said, look, I'm selling all this damn Hennessy, man. Y'all gonna do something for me? Like, come do some spins. Like, come fuck with me. Give me some products, something.
Some promo runs.
And they was laughing at me like, what we supposed to do for you? I said, okay, bet. You know, I can do this shit on my own. Now, I was naive. I didn't know how hard the liquor business was, but we got that shit done. You know, and, Nyack is not a... They used to be owned by Remy. Remy had sold it to some Russian guys, and they let it go. And I linked up with some guys that's been in the business for a long time, and the new to spirits business that had connections in France. We started Nyack, you know? Yeah. And I said, shit, I can sell to my own folks, man, cheaper than y'all with better juice. And then I'm going to do something for my folks, man. Because Hennessy basically said, fuck you. Thank you. You've been drinking Hennessy since forever. So y'all going to keep drinking Hennessy. That's how they feel about us, man. I don't care if Hennessy see this shit. Because it's true. Yeah. They don't give a fuck, you know? We glamorized Hennessy 20 years ago, man. Tupac and everybody else talking about Hennessy and, you know,
like, liquor name brand. When you think about it, though, I'm not trying to be funny, but liquor's just name brand for real. Yeah. It's, you know, it's Don smooth, Julio though, versus X. It's
nah, you remember that shit?
Lit right
you
now.
Remember that shit that was going crazy during the pandemic? It was two liquors going crazy during the pandemic.
What?
It was the Class A and the 1942.
Yeah.
Them was the pandemic. The pandemic.
There we go.
I don't know. Them YNs be drinking it.
We gonna talk about that later. One of Ice's questions, she wrote this down in her handwriting.
There we go.
She said, how did you go from selling hair to selling hot dogs?
Well, you know what?
So childish, bro. For real, but you childish.
No, but listen, though, for real.
And also, Dave said you was the hot dog man.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. Yo, look, okay, so look. I'm from Detroit. You know, we got something in Detroit called Coney Islands.
Yeah.
They on every single corner. And, you know, you go there, you get you a chili dog.
Yeah.
You know? So when I was in Atlanta, I'm like, damn, like, I want a chili dog. Like, what's good?
Varsity.
I couldn't find no chili dog nowhere.
Varsity.
Nah. Man,
Varsity. You sound like, so disappointed when I said
Varsity
that.
Like White Castle, man. You be on the toilet and
ooh,
shit.
Ooh, I hate White Castle.
So I'm like, man, I got to open me up a hot dog joint, man. I want some chili dogs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what I did. I walked into this place. They had yellow on one wall, red on one wall, mustard ketchup. I'm like, man, let me buy this shit. So I bought it, changed the name to the hot dog, original hot dog factory. Then I started selling hot dogs. But at the time, me and Portia got serious. So, you know, we got on the show, and then people was like, ah, he sell hot dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, the
they thought this shit was funny. You know what I'm saying?
Look at this goblin.
But we ran it up, though. You know what I mean?
Like, for sure.
So I don't care if, you know, I love a hot dog. I eat hot dogs all the time.
I love hot dogs. I make a great vegan hot dog.
Yeah. Clark Atlanta influences everything. Hello.
Shout out to Cat.
It's not a regular hot dog. Like, it's not just chili and cheese.
What Coach Stormy say? Never mind. But I'm not eating no hot dog. But no. I'm from Jersey, so I like, you know, like New York and stuff like that. They eat the hot dogs. They got the little hot dog stand.
Oh, now you don't want no wiener.
Boy, fuck you.
She wants sausage.
You ain't that sausage.
You ain't no glizzy goblin.
Yeah. Now you're not gobbling no glizzies. I bet. No, anywho.
This man is crazy.
I feel like everybody at this table is single right now. So, do y'all feel like Atlanta's a good place?
Which one you know? Are y'all single?
What's the next question?
Oh,
Is Atlanta a good place to date?
I think it is. I mean, shout out to Atlanta.
Men think it is, of course.
Whatever you want to find in Atlanta, you can go find here.
I feel like it's easier for men, though. Men stripper, can be picky.
A lot of prostitutes.
Stripper, lawyer, doctor, teacher. It's all in Atlanta.
Got a lot of cap. That's what I'm going to say. You be thinking niggas be having it. They don't. Don't go for the niggas with the jewelry on. Go for the button downs and the collar shirts. Don't go for the motherfucking big watches and all of that. Them niggas be cap.
Unless
go
you like
find
a big
you
watch.
A motherfucking... Man,
you
that's,
got a big
that's,
watch on.
That's all them niggas be having. I'm telling you, when I first came, this shit is not big. This is just some relax. Like, I didn't even bring the big one out today, and I just brought some.
Excuse me.
I'm just real modest right now. I just put some on, you know what I'm saying, so I wouldn't be naked, you know, but... When I first came out here, niggas just be capping, like, you know.
Whatever you want to find in Atlanta, you can find.
I feel like the men and the women gonna have different responses to this.
For sure, y'all have.
But I have met some great guys out here.
On side is,
you gotta weed through the bullshit.
What's been the bullshit been the issue?
Because I just don't be having time. Like, I don't be having time to, like...
Oh, we know from that the soliloquy earlier.
I just don't be having, like, my patience be short. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what you want, nigga?
I don't be looking for nothing for real. Like,
no, I'm saying that's what you be saying to niggas.
I don't be saying that, but I just be like, okay, so what are you looking for into me? Like, I don't have time to.
Are you open to a nigga loving you?
Yes, I love love. I'm a lover's girl. I'm a lover. I'm a real lover.
She ain't answered the question if she had a nigga.
Right now, are you open to a nigga loving you?
Y'all see all these cameras.
Right now, are you open to a nigga loving you?
Yes.
So how do niggas shoot their shot at Just Brittany?
Why would I tell you how to shoot my shot against me? You need to know. That's the thing. I'm not about to tell. I'm not about to give you the answers to the test.
Listen. Are you single?
I'm not about to give you the. I'm double, triple, quadruple.
Oh.
All of it.
She ain't single. She double, quadruple.
I told y'all she from H-Town, man.
Big you open to date niggas younger than you?
Big pimpin'.
Are YNs.
No. I don't want.
Love is love. JB, what's going on?
I don't want no man that's younger than me. I want somebody that's older than me, period.
What if he a young nigga on his shit? Like a young business owner.
I feel like they there for a fun time. Like,
fella, shoot your shot at JB, man. Shoot your shot.
Man,
Tracy Ellis Ross got the YNs too. Like, shit.
Okay, I feel like when you get that age though, when you up there in age, you gotta kind of go a little bit backwards. Like, you can't be 50, 60.
I appreciate a YB.
They gotta go to a the YB, YBs what? And the YNs.
Okay, so what's the YB age
I'm a young
range
T.
for you?
I'm a YT. I'm a young T.
Young T?
Yeah.
What is that?
A young T.
A young Ainie.
What's the YB age range?
YB age, young 20, bitch?
25.
Yeah,
for men.
25? 25?
No,
boy.
18 to 25 is wild. That's teens. We're not going 18.
No, hell no. She's not dating YBs.
But I said, okay, YS, what's their age? You said 25.
You gotta be at least 25 for sure.
But that's that's the YBs age range. 25. Yeah. 25
to
what? Like
22,
25, 20
to 25. 20 to 25.
Nah.
You going younger than 20?
No, hell no.
Okay.
Nah, that's stressful.
So you got to be at least 25.
25 to what?
For the YBH.
Yeah, you
got to
have a range.
Oh,
okay.
25 to 30.
25
after
to 30.
After that, you know, they turn aunties.
That's the most stressful age range, though. You ever talked to a 25-year-old?
They turn aunties.
At 20,
baby,
after
ain't
30.
Nothing auntie about me, Bookie.
Ooh.
How old are you? Ain't nothing auntie about me.
I'm in my 40s.
Okay.
25-year-olds be arguing over bullshit,
bro. And that's cool with the older men.
But sometimes the older men, they need a little, you know, camaraderie in their life. They life get boring. So they need to be just a little wild.
The YB put you up on the music. You know what I mean? The music.
You be asking for it.
We're winning.
Yo, the fairy record crazy. I'm like, yo.
Why'd he put you on that?
Yeah, you know it.
See? What's her name?
Okay.
But when I get in the studio, I gotta know what's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do YBs know what's good?
I don't know. I can't talk to young niggas. They ride around with swishers in the car and license plate. I ain't got time for that.
Not all the YNs.
A young nigga love
I don't got time for these YNs. I don't.
I just feel like the nigga just be niggling.
I feel like people should just be straight up. What do you want from me? Hey, I just want to have a good
time. People won't know though.
I don't got time to wait three, four months to figure it out.
See, that's why people be having fucked up baby daddies and baby mamas, because they rushing into shit.
I ain't rushing into nothing. Once you let me know what you want, everybody going into the situation wanting something. So why do we have to wait 6 months to know what the fuck a person want?
It's not even the want part. It's about you learning that person. So somebody can tell you all day, like, yeah, I'm a great man. Yeah, I'm a provider. But you don't know till you actually in the mud or like you're really dealing with that person. So for me, of course, I don't want to wait 6 months, 10 months, 11 months. But I'm not fucking with a nigga that quick who just like, off the rip, just like, hey, I want to do X, Y, and Z for you. No, baby, you need to show me.
I digress.
You need to show me.
He has plans for your life.
Me.
You know what?
It's cool to have. Let's show me.
So he
y'all niggas be bullshit, and y'all great at love bombing. Y'all good at covering shit up.
God forbid a nigga show you what he want to show you.
Because as soon as you finish love bombing, bitch, I'm out too. Because you thought I was staying. But
well,
watch her home.
Let's squeeze into our next topic. Our next segment.
You fucking squeeze then.
You better squeeze that juice. Facts or cap? Okay, I'm gonna introduce the topic. If you agree, say facts. If you don't say cap, then you tell us why. Facts or cap? If someone moves on too fast after a relationship, is that a red flag? Facts or cap?
Woo.
Fap.
Facts and cap.
What I told you that word mean?
Fap. I'm not going the sexual route. Fap. I don't know. My last one, I was already kind of out of it when I was in the relationship. So me moving on, it wasn't like when I broke up. Like I was out of it before I left the nigga.
We always be out of it before.
Yeah, we trying so hard. We be chugging the choo-choo train so long with y'all. And y'all niggas just go off track and you have to beat a nigga up for real. I'm going
facts, man. You know, Portia, I love you, baby, but you know,
Hey, my bitch Portia don't play.
Hey, she left me, got married. Hey, we back in the game. You know what I mean? So, facts.
Damn, Portia. Shit.
He said every time I looked on the internet.
She in a new country.
And they was balling like a motherfucker out here. Yeah. Cap, right? That's a player. She going.
Someone
cap.
Moves on too fast after a relationship. That's a red flag.
Is it a red flag?
Cap. Facts or
she
cap?
She going cap. She a player.
No, if the niggas move on.
I don't feel like, I mean, if you want to move on, shit, move on. I don't move
immediately
on.
After y'all break up today and he has another girl on Thursday.
Oh, that's a red flag.
No, that's definitely
her.
A red flag. He been fucking with her. He been fucking with the bitch, talking to the bitch and all of that type of shit. Nigga, why y'all motherfucking at the beach and shit?
And he probably told you he was leaving me too.
Yeah, niggas talking about, oh, we was broken up then. Oh,
I went to the beach by myself and I seen her there.
That's a lie.
You a big ass lie, literally.
Niggas be lying.
Love at first sight.
Boy, you could tell that bullshit to somebody else. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Oh my God. Facts or cap? Women cheat better than men.
Facts.
Damn.
Facts.
I done seen some shit, man. Y'all good.
We are good cheaters.
No, I know you're a good cheater.
I don't be cheating, but I think
that's cap, ladies.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's cap. I forgot, Brady. That's cap. We don't cheat.
No, too late.
We don't cheat. We are great cheaters.
Marcellus dropped the horns.
I don't think we're cheaters. We're just good actors. We're good actors.
I need some Nyack.
Honestly, what makes a woman kind of pull away from a man is like really attention. For real. Like, you can get all the comments and likes and oohs and ahs and anything. I'm saying, like, if he not giving you the attention that you need that is free, then why we even
God forbid this nigga doing everything else.
She justifying cheating.
God, but forget to goddamn text you good morning one morning. Shit, excuse the fuck out of me.
You talking about kids now. I ain't on top of no
motherfucker. Text me good morning.
Where's the night at,
you please? Stay with the nigga. What? Y'all live together.
We on that Nyack.
We ain't talking about texting. Nah,
yeah, pass that.
You, please. And your bitch stay together.
What's
and you.
The other facts?
And you, yeah, go ahead.
Facts or cap?
Keep moving.
Modern women have unrealistic expectations.
Modern women.
Cap. I'm realistic to broke niggas.
I'm gonna go cap on that one. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Even a man said.
I'm gonna go cap on
that's
that.
That's cap.
Women nowadays go after and get their own shit. They ain't waiting on no nigga. They ain't waiting on nobody. So.
Period. What you say?
Everybody said what?
Cap.
Okay, just cap. Okay, cool. Let's go into our next question.
It can't read, y'all.
I really can't. These glasses. Okay, so got a question for you. How has your success impacted your dating life? Well, both of y'all actually. You're not successful. That's not good.
Check my motherfucking account and let's play Big Fish. All right, you know
my account is your account, nigga.
I be flipping it.
Hey.
How is it affected? I don't think it's affected. I think it's improved it. I mean, you get better quality of people, for real.
That's true.
My dating life ain't affected. I'm. Which one do I want? Like
damn.
But. I really don't be paying people mine for real. I only pay the people mine that I want to pay mine. Like, I'm really hard nosed. It's really hard for a nigga to get to me or get a bitch like me for real. Like, dang. I don't be playing no games for real. Like, I'm real tight knit, tight circle. Like, I don't like giving my number out.
You hard on niggas?
I am.
Has a nigga ever said that you come off aggressive? Like, do you intimidate niggas?
I do.
What you?
I intimidate a nigga, that ain't the nigga that I need to be with. Like, period. If you intimidated so by long. A bitch like me, then I'm not the woman for you. I don't need a nigga intimidated by me.
It's a big dog Gemini. Somewhere saying I can handle that.
Exactly.
We love them.
I need me a big dog. Cause nigga, if you intimidated, your confidence level is lower. You're not on the same level as me. Then you gonna start being jealous of me because what the fuck I got going on. So I ain't the type of woman for you. I need me a big dog, a nigga who can handle me like, yeah, girl, shut your ass. Okay, daddy. Yes.
Oh my god. Oh, so at what point do you feel like? Is your guard up? Like when you out in these streets or if a nigga approach you?
She told you, nigga, she this motherfucking table. Is this table hard? Do this feel like a motherfucking
door? Do you have your door locked at your house?
Yeah.
Okay, my guard is up. I always got to make sure
so the motherfucking point,
guard's
what,
up, the gate guard is up, the so, dog guard is
so
up.
So at what point do you not have your guard up? Does a nigga got to take you out of that energy?
When a man show me by his actions and not just by his words. Mm-hmm.
That's true, because niggas be talking. That's true.
Yeah, I ain't
that's
got fair. Time to hear you blabbermouth. Go talk to your homeboys.
Blabbermouth is crazy. I ain't heard that.
I ain't got time to be hearing a nigga, and I don't want to sound like I'm just cold, because I'm really not, but it's just like, I want to weed out the bullshit, because if I'm giving this type of energy, you like already, I'm not fucking with her good, because that's not the type of man that I want to fuck with, period. I'm not for you. Everybody got to stay, again, in a bitch bracket. I'm not in your bitch bracket. Mm. Go find somebody that's modest and, you know, the bitches that you want to be quiet and don't say nothing, go find her. That's just not me. Like, I'm submissive to the people who make me submissive or the person who make me submissive. I'm just not giving that energy off to know anybody.
Also, oh,
because I don't owe you that.
Gotta put you in your submissive energy.
Yeah, I don't owe you that.
So, do you believe like the feminine and masculine energy? Like,
yeah, I'm very feminine. I'm very, very feminine.
She's a Gemini too.
I'm more feminine than a lot of these bitches. But I mean, at the end of the day, I just don't have time to play.
Yeah.
Like I'm too wise to. I ask for wisdom for a reason. Yeah. I'm not about to play with none of y'all.
Got you. Okay. Well, let's get into something I like to call the confession sessions. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
So, well, Dennis, this question is for you. If Drew and Portia weren't friends, would you have pursued her for real?
Pursue who?
Drew. Like to do business.
Well, you know what's crazy is I know y'all look at the show, but you know, everybody was friends in real life. You know, her husband, that's my homeboy. You know, so it was never nothing like that. And before we even talked about doing business, you know, I'm a man of principle. So I said, Ralph, man, listen, like, what y'all got going on the music tip, man? Are you working on something with your wife with music? Would you have plans with your wife on music?
And then so it was took the right route and you went to the exactly. husband first. Yeah, that's noble of you.
Yeah, I'm an honorable man. You know, so he said no. Yeah. So I said, look, I got to play. Cool. Boom, the play happened. You know what I mean? It's simple to do things. You know, just
do it the right way.
Do it the right way, and you ain't
that TV
no
be having us fucked up. I ain't gonna lie,
we see her say my angel and all this extra little stuff. So well, it kind of make you.
Portia was high in real life, but still.
Nah, but that's a big thing though. A lot of stuff that you just don't see. You don't know the behind story. You know what I mean? So the lifestyle that y'all were in is reality TV is. That motherfucker really changed your perspective.
People see TV, and they be like, yo.
And that's it. That's all they hold you to.
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen your favorite character and he play like a child molester or something? Every time you see him, he be like, this dirty ass nigga.
Yeah, facts.
And whole time he married with kids and he okay ass nigga.
Yeah.
That's how people feel about some of the cast of Power. Like, they hate these motherfuckers for real.
Yes. Yeah.
I got to call Ralph though, man. I seen that last episode. They went out to dinner, so I ain't know nothing about that. See what I got to call in.
Uh-oh. Ralph, your phone about to ring.
I watched it before. You need to go watch it.
For real, what they were doing on there?
It got a little spicy. I ain't gonna tell you that she was showing messages and shit. For real. She was talking crazy.
Nah.
Yeah.
That was misinterpreted. But was it
misinterpreted?
No, for facts. What I said is I wouldn't fuck Drew because we get into the money. You know what I mean?
And that's they tried to make it seem like, I don't want to fuck you, bitch. I need some money from you.
Oh.
Damn.
We do need some money, but you feel me? we do need some money.
Right.
I did see that hug they gave. That hug was a lot.
She petty. Your pay mama petty. You know your pay mama petty. Out of all respect, she's very petty.
I gotta see that episode, man. Yeah. I gotta watch that.
I know that coochie good.
What the fuck?
Okay, then my next question. Sorry.
Brit.
I just feel like all bad bitches got good coochie.
Damn, ISIS. Britt, Ice has been talking since before you got up here. She was also telling us about, like, you've been going crazy in the gym.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Gym baddie.
Yeah.
Take me with you, too.
I lost over 55 pounds working out. And I used to always go to the gym, but I never went to the gym this consistent as I do. Like,
how consistent?
4 days a week, every day at 11 o'clock in the morning.
But it ain't even about her going to the gym. It's who she go to and the shit that they do. Let me tell y'all, I went to her gym 2 days and I quit. And now I work out 6 days a week now. I still go to the gym. But what they do, like if you fuck up, it's not no, okay, y'all give me 100 jumping jacks. This nigga be like, give me $1,000, give me 1,000 jumping jacks and then get back to the regular thing.
Yeah.
And if you fuck up within that 1,000, he's adding an extra 500.
Yes. Shout out to the King of Fitness. Yeah, King of Fitness. Changed my life. He saved my life.
He act like it.
And he changed my mind frame. And he got a lot to do with the way, you know what I'm saying, I think because Jim is not really just physical. Like, he's always in that mug preaching about everything. And it makes your mind stronger as you making your body stronger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with him, I done lost over 50 pounds. I done became the best bitch that I've ever seen myself be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I used to be way smaller, like, long time ago, but it wasn't, like, muscle. It wasn't fit. Like, and I just made up my mind. And the only reason why I really started going to the gym because these guys I used to work with a while ago, they were supposed to invest in me. And they came to one of my shows and they was like, Brittany, you need to lose 20 pounds. We're going to give you a watch. We're going to give you $10,000, whatever.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And then I put it on my Instagram. I was like, who's the best trainer in Atlanta? And everybody was tagging him. And so I ended up going to the gym and I ended up losing the weight and I ended up just really changing my whole entire like get up. And then them niggas just disappeared. But the win about of it is.
And the bad bitch reappeared.
Yes, the bad bitch appeared. And the win about of it was to just like push myself to a level that I never thought I could get to. You know what I'm saying? When you so used to looking the way that you look, whether bad or good, you think like, oh, I never thought that I wasn't a bad bitch. Like, even at a bigger, when I was bigger, I thought I was the baddest bitch walking. But now, even now, I'm just even more, like, solid. So, shout out to my trainer. I'm the King of Fitness. Like, he definitely changed my life. And if y'all need to work out.
I'm coming back, y'all.
Y'all need to come to that gym. That's the best gym in Atlanta, the best trainer in the whole wide world I've ever trained with.
So, do you feel any, like, pressure as a female artist to, like, have the perfect body?
I think I got body dysmorphia. I ain't gonna lie. Every day,
talk about it because I feel like a lot of women do.
Yeah, I mean, because I be like, oh, I need to lose some weight or something, be in the gym. And they be like, girl, your body is our body goes. But it's like when I eat something, I be like, oh my gosh, my stomach getting big. My six pack not showing. Like, I gotta stop eating. Like, I don't know. But I have to learn how to take the compliment. I have to learn how to give myself some grace. You know what I'm saying? Because I've came a long way. And I'm always a person that's telling my friends this. But when it comes to yourself, like, we're more harder critics on ourselves than other people. And a lot of times, we don't see ourselves the way that other people see us. You know, and you always want to just, you know, I'm not going to never say I'm, like, perfect, but I always want to be somewhere because it's about how you feel in the inside. It don't matter how many compliments people give you. It's about how you feel when you walk out your door. And I'm always feeling good, but it's just, like, I always want to, I feel like it's another level to get to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even Beyonce, she's still working, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she done got to the highest level, but she's still getting to a whole nother level. Like, it's always the next level that you can get to in your career, in your life, your work, your job, anything. So I'm just always trying to get to the next level, for real.
For sure, for sure.
Feeling
for
good,
sure.
Feeling
and I'm
great.
Glad you spoke on that body dysmorphia, because a lot of women do struggle with that silently. And not even know it.
Yes.
So that's definitely something that, you know, I'm glad you was able to speak on. So let's talk about this project that we're working on.
Yes.
Talk to the people. Tell them about it. Any features, any surprises you want to leak, go ahead and tell the people.
Well, I'm coming out with my new project. It's called Round Trip. And basically, Round Trip, Outbound is, you know, it's the rapping side. You know, you just think about you and your girls. Y'all going on a trip or y'all going to the club. Y'all ain't worried about no niggas. Y'all turned up. Y'all bossed up. Y'all confident. You know what I'm saying? You ain't bringing sand to the beach or whatever. You flying out of town or whatever. But when you come back home, when you coming back inbound, you start thinking about, you know, your nigga or the nigga you used to talk to. You ain't talked to him in the whole weekend and shit. And you really trying to figure out, like, maybe why he ain't answering the phone or, you know, how can you get that love thing back? So, basically, outbound is the rapping. And then inbound is the singing. Like, it's bringing it back in. So, it's giving you a round trip of emotions and, you know, feelings. And you get to get both sides. Because I am a Gemini. I got two different sides. So, I'm showing the rap side and the singing side.
Yeah, for
I like
sure.
that. That's
for
smart.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah.
How exciting was it for you to work with an artist like this that is that multi-talented, like, with the rapping and singing?
Well, you know, our artists, you know, they forget sometimes when not everybody, especially not Brittany, but this is a business. You know, one thing about Brittany is she come to the studio, she always on time. You know, she's prepared when she get there. She ain't outside smoking for 2 hours and shit, running the bill up. She come to the studio and she worked. That's the number one thing I fell in love with.
She easy, like, to work with.
She was about her business. Like, she ready to get to it. She understand where she got to go, and she put the work in to get there, which is, I never seen that, you know, in my short career in the music business. So I immediately knew that it was going to be a win-win all the way around. So just that alone, without talking about the talent, because, you know, look, music is, you know, the roulette table. You know, you can, you know, have zero talent and you have a hit record, you know what I'm saying? But to last, longevity and, you know, build a legacy. You know what I'm saying? You got to have those qualities. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's more than just getting lucky on the record. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I love about Brittany.
Okay.
And you ain't got to do no work on the package. The package is packaging.
Yeah.
This ain't somebody you got to get in the studio. You got to change up her appearance. You got to do this. You got to do that. So it kind of, I'm sure, probably made it easy on you. Like, okay, damn. And she be on time. Oh, and she about her business.
Did y'all hear that? Y'all heard her new song with Kodak?
Yes.
Nanny. Oh.
I told her I loved it.
Yeah. Y'all got to check it out. The video's on YouTube. It's called Now Nigga.
That shit go crazy.
Listen, Jess Brittany, Dennis, Young Ice in the building, kicking it with your homies. Yeah. The final word of the day is going to stem from what you were just talking about. I feel like life is a video game, and you have as many chances to lose before you win. It's going to be a lot more losses before that win comes.
That's
okay?
Good.
So keep your feet moving, keep your head up, and we're going to take a shot. We're going to take a toast and a
these
shot today.
These some motherfucking alcoholics. Like,
homie.
God.
Homie.
Homie.